I am made righteous by the blood of Jesus, and therefore I am eligible for the blessings of the Lord who heals. According to Exodus, the 15th chapter and verse 26, he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Because I worship him, the blessings of God is upon me for divine health and an abundant life and a full life span. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26 says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. God is for me and against those who would afflict me. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 15. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible disease you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. I am a fighter and I choose to live. According to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and verse 19. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. Not one of God's words will fail. Joshua, the 21st chapter and verse 45, not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Praise be to the Lord who has given us rest, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Psalm 89 and verse 34. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Healing is a part of my salvation package based on Psalms 103 verse 2 and 3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. The word of God is healing and victorious over death. Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. I will not give up. I have chosen life and I will declare his goodness. Psalm 118 and verse 17. I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. The word of God carries life. Proverbs 4 verse 20 and 22 through 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. I have nothing to fear because I am holding hands with God and the enemy melts before him. Isaiah 41 verse 10 through 13. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. That's Isaiah 41, verse 10 through 13. The enemy has no legitimate charge against me because I have been forgiven. I plead the blood of Jesus as my defense in God's courtroom, and I ask for justice against my accuser and adversary. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Jesus purchased both forgiveness for all my sins and healing for all my diseases. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he, Jesus, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, or by his stripes in the King James Version, we are healed. It doesn't mean that we're going to be healed. Later on, we're going to be healed. Next week, we're going to be healed. It says we are healed. So we want to thank God for the manifestation of our healing, regardless of what symptoms we may experience, no matter how we feel. It's not about our feelings or our emotions. The word of God says that we are healed. So our next declaration is, I expect everything that has been stolen or destroyed by sickness to be restored. And our scripture for that is Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 17a. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. And again, we expect everything that has been stolen or destroyed by sickness to be restored. According to God's word, I declare healing is happening even if I cannot see it yet. Joel 3 and verse 10b, let the weak say, I am strong. This sickness will leave and not return. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 9, whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. Hallelujah. It's God's will to heal me. Matthew 8, 2 and verse 3. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing. He said, be clean. Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. Jesus suffered torment, so I don't have to. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Matthew 8, 17. Disease is bound in heaven, therefore I have the authority to bind it on earth. This is Matthew 18, 18, and you often hear me repeat this scripture in my prayers. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we bind the spirit of infirmity, we curse it at the root. We command all of the fruit on the tree of the spirit of infirmity to wither and die. We curse you at the root. You will not attack God's people. Your assignment is canceled. Disease is bound in heaven. Therefore, I have authority to bind it on earth. So we bind the spirit of disease. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of sickness, according to God's word in Matthew 18:18. God's word and I agree with Jesus that disease and sickness is illegal in my body and must leave in Jesus' name. Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. So as we touch and agree, we say, thank you, Jesus, that the disease is illegal in our body, and it must leave now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out all sickness and all disease in Jesus' name. We believe and do not doubt that our adoption as a child of God gives us authority over the devil and all his works. Therefore, we speak to this mountain of sickness and we command it to be removed and cast into the sea, according to Mark 11 chapter, verse 22 and verse through 24. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. When believers lay hands on me, they release healing. And our scripture for that is Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 17 through 18. And these signs will accompany those who believe. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Now, some of you that are listening to me, you have the gift of healing. You may not be operating in the fullness of that gift, but you have the gift of healing. And I want you to go to God in prayer and ask him to release revelation knowledge to you about the gift of healing. Ask him to help you understand what the gift of healing is and the operations of the gift of healing that often works with the working of miracles. It is God's will that I live an abundant life, according to John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I live from a higher perspective, Romans 4, 4th chapter, verse 19 through 21. Without weakening his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. So this declaration is, I live from a higher perspective. And if there's anyone listening and you want to have a baby and you've been believing God to have a child, I touch and agree with you. And from this day forward, I want you to live from a higher perspective. Read Romans 4, 4th chapter, verse 19 through 21. The Holy Spirit in me is imparting life to my body. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Romans 8:11. God is faithful to keep all his promises for good towards us, and he has marked us as his own. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 19 through 22. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He set a seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. I agree with God and reject every thought that lines up with the lie that my healing won't happen. So we want to reject the lies of the enemy. We want to embrace the truth of God's word. We agree with God and we reject every thought that lines up with the lie that we want, that our healing will not take place. And the scripture for that is 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 10. Verse 4 through 5, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And our last declaration is, my salvation is complete. I am free from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who was hung on a tree. I have been given everything I need to stand firm and to defeat the enemy. According to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the armor, the full armor of God, so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for these declarations and the prayer for healing. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would release your miracle healing power right now, God. Everyone that is experiencing some kind of symptom, because I'm not speaking sickness, Lord, but they're experiencing some kind of symptom in their bodies. Maybe they received a report from the doctor, but God, we reject the reports of the doctor and we accept your report. And your report says that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. So we bind the spirit of infirmity. We render it powerless. All sickness, all disease must wither and die in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root and we loose the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. And we thank you for healing us. We thank you for the manifestation of our healing. We thank you, God, that we are in agreement with you and we reject every lie that lines up with the attack of the enemy to make us doubt that our healing will not take place. We break the spirit of doubt and unbelief, and we come into agreement with your word, and we say thank you. As we place a seal on these prayers, we release the power of the blood of Jesus, and we bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing your people and healing your people and restoring your people. In Jesus' name, amen.